This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been a rough year for wildfires out here in the American West. More than 1 million acres have burned in Montana, Oregon, Washington, and California. With those fires, of course, have come ash and smoke and haze that have lingered for weeks. All that bad air has been a worry for people working outside, agriculture workers in particular, and some crops as well. Winemakers are keeping an eye on the grape harvest. Molly Solomon has that story from Oregon Public Broadcasting.
On a clear day, Jocelyn Bentley Prestwich can see major local landmarks, like the Columbia River, from the vineyard she works at in Hood River, Oregon. But for long stretches this summer, the entire town was cloaked in heavy smoke.
You couldn't even see past those trees right there.
Oh my God.
The ones that are starting to turn.
Bentley Prestwich points a couple yards away to the trees that line the perimeter. She's the marketing manager of the 7-acre Cathedral Ridge Winery. The smoke came from the Eagle Creek Fire along the Columbia River Gorge about 20 miles away. The fire covered thousands of acres at its peak, and at one point even halted commercial boat traffic on the river.
We're still, I believe, with the fire marshal still has us at level one. But
Bentley Prestwich takes me outside to a row of Riesling grapes ripening on the vine.
They're still fairly young. You can tell generally by the size of their little trunk here. And I'm going to say these are, well, let's have a taste. They're still a little tart, but they're good.
The taste is an important factor. All the smoke and ash that was hanging in the air could easily transfer to the grapes, potentially changing the quality of the wine.
This is a huge thing for the wine industry because Oregon and Washington have these major wine industries, and so this is something that everybody's taking very seriously.
Two-thirds of all wine produced in the country is grown in California, Oregon, and Washington. And U.S. wine sales brought in $38 billion last year. But with wildfires becoming all too common, some growers are turning to science for help. Thomas Hennekling is the director of the Viticulture and Enology Department at Washington State University. His department is the only one in the country leading research on what happens when grapes are exposed to smoke for extended periods of time. He says more often, they develop a taste or smell called smoke taint.
These wine taints are described as sometimes campfire, but also ashtray. So those aromas, of course, are not attractive in a wine.
Hennekling says his department's research could eventually lead to a regional response system. He wants to figure out a way to know when grapes are getting too much smoke exposure.
Wine is a delicate business because, you know, you only have this window once a year to make your product.
Michael Kaiser is the vice president of Wine America, a national trade association that advocates for the wine industry.
You know, it's not like beer and spirits where they're able to make their products all year round. It's, you know, now or never for the year.
And while there are plenty of powerhouse vineyards in the West, there are also a lot of smaller enterprises. And for them, one bad harvest could mean a significant hit to the bottom line. Scott Steingraper is the president of the Southern Oregon Winery Association.
Every vintage, you want that to be the best it can. Your reputation relies on a consistent mark of excellent wine.
And, he says, it's not something winemakers can afford to ignore. With climate scientists predicting that hotter, drier summers are the new normal, vineyards will have to be prepared. In Hood River, I'm Molly Solomon for Marketplace.